everybody. This is Tariq with the August Sound Coalition. I'm here with Nick and Andrew, and Gil just popped in too. And it's January 20th, Thursday. It was the day of the inauguration of President Bush, and it was freezing cold in New York, and many protesters showed up down to D.C. We've got some, we're going to play some chunks from other people's broadcasts from the day. That would be D.C. and San Diego, and who else, Andrew? Portland. And we're going to play some content that we recorded as well. We understand that our stream has been going sort of up and down, and we really appreciate you listening and hanging in there while we've worked out some technical kinks. Big ups also to Free 103, who's rebroadcasting us. And we'll be back. Okay, stay tuned.
Competition that DC Radio Co-op folks were engaged in about the lack of people of color at this recent movement, this protest movement. That's a really, really interesting conversation. We'll listen to that later. And then also, Tariq did an interview with one of the, Kathy Kelly, one of the co-founders, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, of Voices in the Wilderness, which did some extraordinary work in Iraq. I don't know if they're still there, but not so much oriented there right now. But and she has a lot of different thoughts about the inauguration and her faith and various different things. Tariq had a good conversation with her, so we're going to hear some of that. I also did an interview with someone I know down in D.C. who was there, give us a kind of a feel for what was happening. And another interview with a guy talking about this sort of rushes that were happening at the spots, the bottlenecks that were occurring, because you might have heard there was this enormous security situation there. It was like security, 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 and they were making everybody go through these checkpoints. So you were, in order to get anywhere inside, whether you were a pro-Bush or anti-Bush person, you had to be padded down in single file, and then they separated men and women and this whole crazy thing. And so there were some incidences apparently at some of these checkpoints, and one of them led to what turned out to be a sort of a sit-in on the street. And we have a interview with a guy who saw that and talk about what happened there with that. And some other conversations with people we got off the web today from different streams. Portland Indie Media had some real good conversations about, you know, the work of doing this kind of, you know, convergence model activism at this point? What is it doing? How is it working? Is it making a difference? Is it just, you know, having a confrontation with the cops, or is it actually making, you know, breaking out into communicating something with the public? Is it relating to people out there? You know, how are things working today? And what is it, 4 years after Seattle? 5 years now? Yeah, that one's live.
Didn't you talk to somebody that was on the streets down in D.C. today, too?
Yeah, talked to a couple people, two people. We got some interviews with them.
Okay, great. So what's next?
Let's see. Well, maybe we'll listen to DNA for a second. DNA, New York band from the 70s, late 70s. No Wave band. Let's check it out.
Lies and the very characteristic psychic characteristic of what they're doing is not geared. They're not trying to have people think. They're trying to shut off people's thinking so they just sit for hour after hour in front of televisions and absorb whatever they produce, and then that way they can sell stuff. And it's a very crafted thing. And some of them are well-intentioned in the information they want to spread, but the methodology that they're using almost ensures that that information amounts to nothing. So it's really important for people to understand these things, deconstruct these things, because we need to encourage more and more people, many activists and progressive people, so to just stop watching that stuff, because it has such a slant in so many subtle and insidious ways that we're not immune to it. So we need to cut ourselves off from that stuff and really create something different, our own media. And this is one example of it, but there should be many examples, people doing indie media in the broadest sense of the term, of independent media of all sorts.
I want to jump in here real quick.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty interesting commentary from Portland about just the importance of doing independent media, because the mainstream media is just kind of lulls you into this weird zone of consume and feel bad about yourself and consume and consume and consume. This is more from Portland. They interviewed a guy who was talking about a protest that was getting underway in Austin, Texas. So let's listen to that.
Yes, I kept
if I get the volume
events.
Right on there with me. Thank you.
I just saw something come through that says that Vice President Dick waves from his limo, and there's a snowball that hit his car. I guess people said that. I think that's pretty cool. I don't know what to do with this whole inauguration stuff.
It's really odd. I mean, you know, it's bad weather in D.C. right now. There seems to be a lot of people. The highest estimate we got for March was 3,000. Do you want me to do something with this?
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to play a little music on your
Okay, I can device. Play music right now.
Yeah, great.
It's
just,
set up.
Just a little bit of something in the background there for us.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
3,000 for the D.C. area, or D.C. Anti-War Network. And that was one of the first marches, and then there was a breakaway march of about 600 folks, and then an anarchist march of about 200 folks. And there's been reports of, there's been confirmed pepper spray and confirmed tasering reports of tear gas and reports of rubber bullets.
Are there more actions planned for today based on the website?
On DC?
Yeah.
DC Indy Media is running really slow for me, and I think I'm just getting a splash page.
Okay.
I don't think that it's really updated right now. It's their website has been up and down today. And I don't really have the ability to go through it right now while I'm also talking on the radio. Oh my God. But yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that if you're listening around the country and you want to let us know about any action that's going on wherever you are in the country, you can reach us at 1-800-939-7979.
Okay, I swear it's coming up. This is a really good interview with
that's 1-800
with this guy in Austin. What's going on there?
7973.
And that's coming up in
just have
a couple of seconds.
On the air now.
So
hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. We're just going through the anti-inauguration, doing coverage. What's up with you?
I'm in front of the Austin State Capitol building with a few anarchists and a few other demonstrators right now. Right now we're all congregated. Looks like a few people just finished up with critical mass, and we're at the convergence area waiting to start our march down Congress Street, and there's a pocket meeting some other people down there, but we're just getting ready to go here.
So you're in D.C. at the Convergence Center?
No, I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, Austin, Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that first part. Cool. How many people are out there?
Right now, there's about 40, 50 people, and people are arriving every second. There's a very strong police presence here. Not riot cops or anything, regular police officers on bikes and in cars, and lots of state troopers here, just basically everywhere you turn you're going to see one. But I know there was a high school walkout, and about 40 kids from the local high school walked out, and I'll say about 30 of them are here right now with us. So it's getting there, it's getting pretty big. And right now we're with Anti-Racist Action, and they're setting up their banners to get ready for the march.
And is this a permitted march, or is it just a non-permitted march going through Austin, fucking shit up?
This is non-permitted. It depends on how many people come here, whether they're going to let us take our own route or give us a designated route. And if more people keep coming like there are now, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to tell us where to go. But from there, I can only say it's at the police's will.
So you're going to let the police tell you where to go?
No, they're going to try and tell us, but whether or not these people do it or not. Because this march, as I say, people keep coming in every minute to participate. So, what? Yeah, there's cops and sheriffs everywhere. I don't think they're letting anyone into the Capitol building right now. Right now we're in front of a Robert E. Lee statue, you know, so It's pretty Texas here, man.
So, is the Alamo in Austin?
No, it's in San Antonio. This is the Capitol building that we're in front of right now.
Okay.
There's basically just a line of cops guarding the entrance to it. All sheriffs, all state troopers. I don't know what they'll do if you try to come any closer than we are now, but they're not. I don't think they're going to be too generous with us today.
So, is the mood a little bit different there in Texas, since that's where, you know, George Bush...
Yeah, everyone here seems, instead of, you know, being down about the election, everyone here seems to be, you know, pretty into it, pretty, I don't know how you say it, they seem, you know, ready to go and ready to get this done. It doesn't seem depressed. Everyone here seems real happy and joking around, eating snacks and getting ready for the march.
Excellent.
And from there, I'm not sure what else exactly is going to be going on, but right now it just seems pretty well. And it's just
okay. So we're back. This is the August Sound Coalition in New York City. We did not actually go down to D.C. today, so we have some audio from D.C., and we're also going to be talking to some people on the phone who are down there today. I was in the 2000 inauguration. I was not in it. I shouldn't say I was in it. I was at the 2000 inauguration, and my memories from that day were pretty frustrating. It was very rainy, and the police had barricaded a lot of the different streets, and it was very hard to get in. And once you got out, you could never get back in. I mean, this is a familiar experience to many of us these days, because basically what happens is you get to protest in a pen, which means you're nowhere near the action, and you can never leave to go to the bathroom or get food or do anything, because as soon as you do, you're screwed, and you have to wait in line to get into the pen. I heard through various sources today that it was probably not surprisingly much worse than it was even in 2000 because of the security concerns and blah, blah, blah. It's hard to believe that 4 years later, so much has happened from 9/11 to the war in Iraq and all the changes to come. Let's hope the next 4 years aren't nearly as bad as the last four. You got something queued up there?
This is a someone talking about when there was a bottleneck up in the lines to get in to the space that one was allowed to protest or be a supporter. That was down the Pennsylvania Avenue, I believe, where Bush and the caravan went down, and there were all these floats and all this other jazz. And this is a guy talking about what happened at one of the bottleneck spots.
14th Street, very close to Pennsylvania Avenue, but outside of the checkpoint area. It's like two or three blocks from the White House. And apparently, like, it was there was such a large crowd that they couldn't, like, let all the people in because, like I mentioned earlier, it was such a stringent, you know, checking of the body and everything, like a body check. So the protesters at one point got very angry and started to storm. And anyway, here's a protester who can tell you more about it. He's from Denver. Came out from Denver. Here we go. Bye.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going? My name's Andrew. I'm from New York City with August Sound Coalition.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Zach. I'm a student at CU Boulder in Colorado.
All right. You made a long trip down there.
Yeah. A group of 21 of us rented a couple 15 passenger vans, and we just checked down Denver all the way out here.
All right. So tell me, how's it going? Rebecca was mentioning that there were some things that just went down. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was right. There was like this checkpoint that people had to go in to get to the parade so you could watch the parade. And it was guarded by a bunch of like riot like guards and all in their riot gear and police people and army people and special services or secret services. And they were letting like four or five people in at a time, so it was a huge long line that just flooded the street, and so not a lot of people could get in, and a lot of the protesters were left out, so they started congregating around the fences that they had put up, and just in the parade, they like lifted up, like these are like huge metal fences, and they lifted them up and like took sections of them off, and then the police came in and started like hitting people with their sticks, and they took like pepper spray, and they were just spraying the whole crowd. And
wow,
it happened like three or four times. They had to do that. They took him down, and then people started throwing like lamps, like street lamps, at the cops. It was crazy.
Oh my God, was anybody hurt?
I didn't see anybody seriously hurt. Some of the cops got pepper sprayed on accident. They sprayed themselves.
Oh man,
but no, nothing too serious. Like, there were a bunch of people. There were some anarchists who were lighting flags on fire, but no one really got seriously hurt besides like the pepper spray and whatnot. And I didn't see any arrests, but I heard like one or two people got arrested.
Now, were they going at the pepper spray with like really aggressive, like right in people's faces?
Or? Yeah, like right in people's faces. And even after, like, they stepped back and they were just yelling at the cops, they would just spray them in the face.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So there's no dialogue. It's just like, get out, or stay in line.
Like, get back, and they would just spray it, like, tons of it. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. And when did this happen?
It happened during pretty much the whole inaugural parade, at different times sporadically through the whole thing. Like, there was a big crowd out here, and everyone was chanting. And then after it got over and people were coming out, they came and sat in the middle of, I think this is 13th Street. And so, they sat in the middle of 13th Street, and then everyone's just been here chanting and protesting, so it's pretty cool.
About how many people you think are out there now?
Oh, goodness. I couldn't even tell you. They're filling up the whole street. Like, the whole block is just full of people.
Is that in the middle of the street?
Yeah, like, just the whole, from side to side, like, there's just people, a mass of people in there. Cops and a bunch of people.
And so there's, like, a sit-in now? Like, it's sort of holding up traffic?
Yeah, it seems to be kind of dying, but there was a bunch of people just sitting in the middle of the street.
All right.
So it was crazy.
Wow. So what brought you all the way from Denver?
Oh, we just want to make sure our voice was heard. I mean, coming from a red state, you know.
Yeah, what happened out there?
Don't ask me. I tried my hardest.
Holy moly. I mean, did you talk to people out there? Like, who? Because, you know, so many people seems to me, like, in middle America seem to, like, not like Bush, but they voted for him anyway.
I have no idea. They're crazy. Yeah. I think you're going for your phone back, but...
Right. Right.
Oh, well, actually, never mind. I gotta get out of the way because the riot police are coming.
All right, well, take it easy.
All right, well, thank you for talking with me.
Well, thanks a lot.
No problem.
All right, later.
And police security is not only local police. It's a mix of police along the way here from communities all across America, state police and local police. So it's quite a coming together of... security of this. We're now passing a large group of Bush supporters shouting fierce, and I think you can see behind me a wonderful
touching woman responsible for the president's security is their own
sense. I think it's
touching one another.
Saying how serious it is, which this might be something he's sorry he said, which is that you cannot be strong faith. So when I asked him about that, he said, well, it may not be for everybody, but it certainly is for him.
Touching one another.
For him. For everybody. The situation of a divided country, and it's something he addressed in his speech, and it's the need to bring the country that he...
They were not herded into one specific place, but there'd just be pockets of demonstrators along the way. For the most part, the crowd
should be protected. But protected. Protected. Tech protected. Slower pace now, and I believe it was Bob who was talking about pockets of protesters and pockets of those who are actually cheering the president. And we are at that particular point where we've just passed a sign that said God bless the red. The red state support, of course, being the Republican state. This is a crowded. What I'm looking at is limousine.
Who are clearly antagonistic to the president or to his policies. And whether this motorcade goes quickly or a little more slowly, truth. I can't understand what we're saying.
Sure. They don't scare easily, they're professionals. So,
for Ronald Reagan's second inaugural, it was so cold, right? So tech 7 degrees that he canceled the parade. Cold, right?
That was the coldest in history.
Right, and that's where he was such a pro, though.
He's standing like the...
In control and effect, so what the heck? Rock the discotheque.
Bring all the hammers and the Buchanans, my click ran in. And after the blazing is done, we still standing. Spot made a Ridge Gannon. I play the bench standing. Front of them snitch cameras, blow up your bitch in and give her a quick chance to kiss grams. In the mix, I saw the bitch sniffing, just stand. Slipped on a pill and broke her wrist and burnt the quick and stopped the wish when my wig pushed in. Ghostface local, slick murder shit with a new rhyme hustle. Still bust you, fuck you, head butcher, respect my muscle like a mean hooker. I'm not gonna touch you, I'll cut you. And that goes for any nigga who think that they better than me. Punch him in his face, fuck him up mentally. Real road and pop him and throw him. Pop a cop if he shows signs of any kind of stop my flow. This is real live lyricist, never a witness. See me clapping the tools, improve my wrist to do this. The Ruger is super steel. Fall back, take a look at my face for real. My attempt to kill, sent against the chills. When his brain hit the windshield, brain ill.
Yo, yo, I'm dope like a syringe with dope in it. And you a dummy like crack bag with soap in it. See, my llama got a scope with it. Drama don't approach with it. Blow you off the coast, now your mama gotta cope with it. Young niggas smoking marijuana with the coke in it. Selling TVs, VCRs, and a remote with it. Easy dope, man, I need this loot. Look at my face, all hairy like some kiwi fruit. That's serious, showing no teeth, holding my heat. Put his eyes in the back of his head, he going to sleep. For fucking with a top boss, niggas get knocked off. I always drop shit for the street, like a cop's horse. Nigga, you cocksure, scared to pop off. And I spit fire, my tongue's dipped in hot sauce. It'll burn you, toast. And turn you happy, bleeding and turn you pop like Colonel.
I'm talking now with a protester who is there at the in D.C. right now as the president just passed by in his motorcade. What's going on?
Well, the do you hear that?
Not really. Can you tell me what?
Okay, good. Because there's a speaker, sort of prompter, giving the moment going on events like what band right now. The procession is over, and the bands from Texas High School, Texas, I don't know where they're from, but the one next to me is a huge band of like 150 people, and they're playing, you know, all sorts of, you know, patriotic songs. And but basically, there are a lot of Bush supporters, but it seems to be thinning out a lot. The demonstration, which is a mix of Bush supporters and anti-Bush supporters, spans for about 16 blocks, starting from about 2nd Street all the way to 16th Street or something like that, all the way to the White House, down Pennsylvania Avenue. It's very cold. It's getting colder. So right after Bush, his motorcade passed, people started to thin out quite quickly because it's starting to get numbing. Cold, especially if you've been standing, waiting, like most of the people here have been for about 3 hours. There's a lot of people from all over the country, San Francisco, Wisconsin. Met some people from.
Have you been talking to protesters?
Yeah, we've been talking to protesters. There's a lot of young people.
And what's the spirit?
And there's a lot of old people too.
What kind of signs are you seeing?
Well, there's the same signs. People are very unhappy with the war, so there's a lot of anti-war and bring the troops home now. There's a lot of booing in general and impeach Bush, et cetera. People very unhappy with the what they think are, you know, dubious outcomes of the past recent election.
So let me ask you a question. How was it to get in there? Did you have a lot of problems with security and all that?
Yes, there are numerous checkpoints, of which we passed by two. One of them we actually had to go through. There were people waiting in line for hours. We managed to get, you know, around a little bit faster. So we got through it in about an hour, but there were people that had been waiting for much longer. It was very scary. People were towards the entrance where you get into the tent. It's basically this tent setup. Where they have about 10 or so guards checking people individually. So it's a very slow process. They have to pat them down and check their handbags. And no backpacks were allowed at all. So a lot of people had to abandon their backpacks, empty their contents into their pockets and such, and then just, trash the bags, which they did not make us aware of, or any of the protesters a lot of them. And then when you got inside, they separated the men and the women, which is very similar to what happens when you're incarcerated in jail. It's the first thing they do. And then they patted us down, and we got through. But like I said, it was very scary and tense because there's a lot of pushing. And for anyone who has even slightest bit of claustrophobia, it got to be very uncomfortable quickly. So, but we got through that. We were persistent enough to wait that out, and then we made our way to Pennsylvania Avenue, where there were the protesters along Pennsylvania Avenue, next to the big double. You know, it's a very wide road where the procession went through. About 2 hours later, so the procession started about 2:30. It started late, so it started more like 3, and it was over by 4.
Well, it's still going on now. We're seeing it.
And now it's still going on, but it's bands and floats and, you know,
right.
Now, large paper mache eagles and this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So tell me, what was it? What happened when the president's motorcade passed by where you guys were?
A lot of booing. There were organizations that had put out the word to turn their backs on the procession. I did not witness that because I was very focused on looking in front of me, and I did the thumbs down. People were waving their signs and booing and screaming and chanting things like, not our president, this kind of thing. And like I said, there's a lot of run-ins with pro-Bush supporters because the Bush supporters actually had to walk through the anti-Bush areas. So there was nothing too confrontational, as in any kind of altercation that I witnessed, but anti-Bush protesters did make their voices heard by their chanting and that kind of thing, but nothing personal. In contrast to their numbers, but I would say it's about, I mean, half and half.
Right. Now, and what's the mood out there in terms of for the people that are protesting Bush?
They seem kind of defensive. You know, I read it. They're kind of defensive and tense and very, but feel justified. And they think that they are very clear in their heads about, you know, why they support him, I think. Because otherwise I don't see any reason why someone would be disillusioned enough to support him. But for whatever reason they choose, they are supporting him. Like I said, it's very strange to me to witness that. Because I just don't really understand what could convince the person to think that they're going to take it. I think taking over there just like up in the palace. I think that's what it does. It's empowering.
And how do you feel?
I think that they're looking better than the palace.
And what's the mood with people that are protesting?
It was good. It was very good. People were smiling. People were talking and sharing information, you know, like where they're from and, you know, how they got here, how their travel was. Sharing, you know, asking questions. Oh, what do you mean by your sign? Or can I take a photo of you with your sign? Oh, go, that's an interesting sign. Or hey, so friendly and upbeat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So are you having a good time down there?
Yes.
And
right
how
now
do you...
we're headed towards the White House. We're walking along the street next to the protest and the banners and the whatever. Yeah, the procession.
I'm watching right now as we're talking right at this very moment. Bush is walking into the stand specially made for him. There's a big stand, a big like area of seating made
sit specifically for Bush to sit in and his buddies. And so we're seeing that on TV right now as we're talking. So it's a pretty funny thing. But yeah, he's shaking hands with his father at this very second. So tell me what else is going on. How are you holding up there? You staying warm?
Yes. Like I said, though, the temperature is dropping. The sun was out earlier. It's warm, like at about 9 o'clock, and now it's about 4. And the grass is gray and getting colder fast. So I don't know how long people can really hang out here for very much longer. Honestly, all these revelers—they're gonna. There are 9 balls planned for tonight, starting at about 7 o'clock, and there's a lot of people from, like, Republicans from all over the country that have come here. And, of course, these balls vary in their fanfare. So a lot of them, like, they have to wait online for hours and hours and sometimes days to even, like, get inside. And then when they get inside, who knows? You know, maybe they'll just get, like, a paper plate with some french fries and Coca-Cola. Like,
listen to this shit because we greater to the dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me scorn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the freaky nigga.
Who you are and where you are?
Well,
that that were kind of witnessed today.
So are you from D.C. or did you go down there for the inauguration?
Yeah, I'm just down here for the inauguration. I live in New York.